Parent Cecilia Thompson asked council to request a breakdown from the school district of how the $45 million will be used. She wants to know where guidance counselors who are being rehired will be assigned.
It is said that all the comprehensive high schools will have at least one counselor, but you have K-8 schools that desperately need a counselor as well.
Sabra Townsend says her son's education is being shortchanged.
I'm a parent of a young man who's now 16, born with special health care needs, but I feel like he should have the same opportunities that I had from kindergarten through high school, and that's not happening.
In addition to rehiring guidance counselors, the district's promised to use the funding to bring back music instruction, provide special ed services, pay for spring sports, and send charter schools $10 million. However, City Finance Director Rob Dubo says there's nothing in writing yet to that effect. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.